Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Listen, I'm on record that they're going to... I even talked about it earlier in the week. We've got to dig up the clips, but I want to put an article out later today and a video on it. I'm on record saying that they would, you know, in the thousands of different documents, now they're saying a million documents, use that to put out new fake disinformation to bolster their fake 9/11 story. Now they're saying there's a million documents, a way to discredit, quote, bin Laden, and then hence any of the Islamic jihadis that the globalists don't control. They've now said they found porn in his lair. This is from a government caught putting out fake WMD documents, fake Gulf of Tonkin. It's just incredible. I mean, this is just going to get more and more insane. Because, hey, it doesn't matter if the bankers are robbing us. We can have the 10 minutes of hate right out of George Orwell, you know, hating on Emmanuel Goldstein, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. Michael in Florida, then Lance, Smedley. Got to get to Smedley. Tom and others. Go ahead, Michael. Michelle. Across the room. Sorry, Michelle.
That's okay. I've been watching you for about a month now, and I've been trying to tell my husband and my family about what's going on and Steve Buchanek, and I hate to bring it up after the other callers did, but my husband just saying, you know, if he's really for real, why won't he do something about it? But I know you touched on that, and also...
I mean, why won't he do something about it? He's on my radio show. People always think that if you... have been in a high-profile position, you have magical powers. I mean, I've got to brush my teeth every morning, and it doesn't magically happen on its own. I mean, what is Buchanek supposed to do? And yeah, Buchanek isn't probably perfect, all the things he's been involved in. So now he can't come out and tell us info? I mean, see what I'm saying?
I'm too, but I guess with these FEMA lists, and I looked it up, that they added 3 million more people in September of 2010. So, I mean, if we have an uprising and everybody's out in the streets saying what the government's doing, I mean...
No, they can't get us all. Just like people say no to the body scanners, they're going to get removed. And they'll tell us, there's no way, we're never going to remove them, because once they start to lose, then people will know they're not invincible. It's like a bully punches you, and you go ahead and punch them, and you see their nose break and blood spew out. A lot of times the bully cries and runs off. Or at least they start figuring out, hey, this isn't a one-way street here. We're not just going to sit here and take it. If the globalists want to get physical and start trying to arrest people, it'll be the quickest way for them to go down. I don't want that to happen because it's going to be very bloody, very destructive, and can go badly for everybody. Plus, I'm on the top of the list, and I mean, but you know what? If it goes that road, people just need to understand that the New World Order is going to fall.
My husband already said, if they're, and our neighbors around here, if they come to get our guns, they're not taking me off to a FEMA camp. That's
well, remember, though, they won't say they're coming to get your guns. They'll say they're arresting half the folks on the block for child porn, or they're arresting people on the block for questioning, or they'll say that there's an outbreak of a disease, and then that's why they're picking you up. So remember, they're going to come claiming something else. These are deceivers.
Okay.
And they're not going to call it martial law. They're going to call it security and freedom. And they'll have a few thousand deaths from something and then say, we're going to be arresting those that have refused to be inoculated. And then that's basically how it'll work. And then they'll stage some shootouts and burning down houses that people are in to scare everybody. And then, you know, they'll have video of somebody on fire running out of their house and then put it on the news and say, you turn yourselves in or this is what's going to happen. And it's all an illusion. Remember that. It's all psych warfare. They can't stop us. They have no power. They're a joke. The military's waking up. Look, the biggest political contributions were from the military to Ron Paul last election. What is that? That's got to scare the globalist. And we get their internal documents, Judy. And the number one thing the globalists hate, these criminals, is the veterans and current military. They're trained. On average, they join for the right reasons. They haven't twisted them into these demon creatures like many of the police have been. So they are scared to death of the military because the military is ours. The military belongs to the Republic. The military has already made the right decision. Okay? So I want to fix things peacefully. The globalists want it to get hot. They're going to stomp me flatter than pancake first, but that's what waters the tree.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lance Smedley, Tom, Paula, Steve. We've got Bob Chapman with us for the rest of the hour. Popping in with him in the last 20 minutes or so is going to be a man who needs no introduction, Jim Mars, who's book was the basis of the Oliver Stone film JFK. He heard live, he called me Tuesday, the famous prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi, who's written the definitive whitewash on the JFK assassination. That's my view of it, because I've read some excerpts of it. And he just couldn't believe that Bugliosi was saying there's no evidence, no evidence, absolutely none, that there was anybody behind the grass. You know, no one said that. No one. No one. Just amazing. So he's going to be popping in to counter a little bit of that and bring some balance here. But I'm glad to have Bob Chapman with us of theinternationalforecaster.com. Silver, of course, was $5 an ounce or less 10 years ago. Gold, 11 years ago, was $260 an ounce. It went above $1,550, and it dropped down quite a bit. Silver dropped down quite a bit, and then we saw it inch up a little bit this week and then get driven back down. And it's on record that they raised the margin calls to make it harder for the paper market to flourish, while at the same time, a lot of the elitist companies, and Bob can give you all the technicals on this, dumped billions and billions of dollars of paper silver into the market. And they had to do that because the shorts were coming up and they were in deep trouble and couldn't cover them. So you've seen a massive manipulation. But if you look at the 11-year graph, we put an 11-year silver graph and an 11-year gold graph up, you'll notice that every year or two, they drive it down quite a bit, and then later it just races up even more. But overall, the graph is up, 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 unabated. And clearly that's what's happening here, because you have global concerted devaluation of all major currencies, and gold and oil and other commodities are denominated in that. And so the laws of finance and economics show they will go up. The question is when. And there is the 10-year gold. So you see it almost up to 1600 a few weeks ago, and you see it dropping down, what the media calls, you know, a plunge in the market. Now, a plunge would be down to, say, 800. But no, it you know, plunged, I don't know, it looks like 50, 60 bucks there. Not a true plunge. And silver, the same type of movement on the graph. Silver moved up even faster than gold, so it plunged more than gold. But we'll put that graph back up. Anybody out there who isn't watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can simply go to a search engine, put in 10-year gold graph, 10-year silver graph, and look in 08. See that big plunge in 08? Early 08, but then a few months later it starts its upward trend. See that big plunge in May of 06. It's almost always in May. Notice that plunge in May. Drop the May before that. Drop the May before that. Drop the May before that. And then look, we go to this May. Dropped again. So you can see that trend. The beginning of the summer is always a slow time. But breaking that down in other economic numbers that are coming in, the housing down, the consumer confidence down, unemployment up, food stamps now going over 45 million. And we've got the government-run media telling us the economy is wonderful and smoking hot right now. And gas prices, of course, surging. TheInternationalForecaster.com is Bob's great website. Bob, break down what's happening with gold and silver for us.
Well, what happened was that, first of all, there was no resistance at $50 on silver. And most of the people who owned silver in 1980, they're deceased now. And I'm sure those who did die, their families had sold off during the ensuing years. So there's no real overhang there. So what they did was they raised the margin requirements on the COMEX 5 out of 9 days. They never done that before. And the amount of money that you have to put up as collateral on each contract was raised from $9,500 to $21,600.
So this is open manipulation.
Open manipulation. So then the next step, that wasn't bad enough. Simultaneously, like some miracle, all of the big brokerage houses that do commodities, they all doubled the margin from there to 42,000. And all the little guys and the middle-sized guys in the market, ladies too, they get blown out. And so that means two things. It made the spike go down more radically from, say, 45 down to 32.5 in today, 33 close. But more importantly, there's no overhang in the market, because everybody was wiped out. If they're doing anything, they might be rebuying at the levels that silver is at today. And I point out silver because that's where all the action was. That's what they wanted to kill by driving a stake through silver's heart, so to speak. And it's not.
By the way, I've sold nothing. I've sold no gold, no silver. Most of the stuff I bought was, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. In golds, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 in silver. And if silver went down to $5 an ounce, which of course it won't, I wouldn't dump it, because I know the laws of finance with dollar devaluation. It's all manipulation. Am I wrong in that, in my gut, I know it's only going to go up over time?
You're absolutely correct. In fact, I was a buyer at 46.29. And, early next week, I'm going to be a buyer again. And I just keep on buying because I don't care what the price is. I see silver up at $300 or $400, and I see gold at $7,900, $8,000, and I think it's going to go there. And I've been doing this for over 50 years. So I think I got a pretty good handle on this.
Well, I remember you 2 years ago saying it would go to 1500 and people couldn't believe it. I remember you saying silver would go to 50 and people couldn't believe it, and it went right up to it. But it's this psychological trick they play where if you look at the 11-year graph, it's going up, up, up. You see those dips almost always, in fact, always in May. What is, I mean, not just this new manipulation and all the paper being dumped, but why does it always dip in May?
I think because it's the end of the selling season. The big selling seasons of the future of that year would be Christmas and the two Indian holidays, Diwali and the other one, I forget what it is, but there's big, big buying of gold and silver. And that usually starts in late August, and that's when the dealers put their, or manufacturers, put their orders in for gold and silver and other metals as well, so that they will have it on hand, and then they have to guess how many of this, that, and the other thing that they're manufacturing they need during the month of September. So you have a hiatus in manufacturing demand in holidays during the period from May through the end of August. So historically, there has been most of the time a slowdown during that period.
So it's like beach towns that are dead in the winter, but you can't get a room in the summer. With gold generally, in fact, always, I've looked at 50-year graphs, early summer is horrible, warms up in late August, early September, races up. And so if you look at it year to year, it builds up and crests in the spring, early summer, or end of spring starts going down and then races back up in the fall. But overall, we're only going up in the mountain range. The media tries to focus on the seasonal dips and the manipulation dips, but in the aggregate, it's only moving up.
And that's right, and that's why you have to be a long-term investor and don't try to trade it. Since the last 11 years, nine major currencies versus the dollar, which is included. So you've got nine currencies, including the dollar, against gold and silver. For 11 years, every year, gold and silver have gone up over 20% on average versus those currencies.
Now, I'm a layman looking at this every morning and every evening, but reading Kitco and the other big sites, clearly, correct me if I'm wrong, they're still in there manipulating, trying to drive it down further right now, and every time it starts rallying, you see them come in and manipulate it downward. Why are they so, I mean, A, is that happening, and B, why are they so scared of metals?
Well, gold in particular, silver because of the short position. Gold is a monetary metal. And there was a fight over the last 2.5 years between the dollar and gold, and very few people realize it. And gold won, hands down, as the only real money in the world. And that's why so many nations are buying gold right now. You got China, India, Russia, Brazil, Iran, Thailand, and Mexico just almost bought almost 100 tons here in the last couple of
months. Massive.
They say they're going to buy more.
University of Texas bought $500 million and another billion last month. Institutions, the Chinese are gobbling it up.
So it tells you that gold's in a monetary institution.
And by the way, what does this mean, though? I'm sorry to interrupt. What does it mean that even during the dip, you saw institutions using that as an excuse to buy it? That means their actuaries show it's going up as well.
I think you're right about that. It's hard to find out exactly what each one is doing, but there's no question. There's major buyers in there. I mean, these are big, big guys, and they can take gold and silver up anytime they want. They just got to pick their spots. And so this is going to be an ongoing thing now. And I think what's happened, and, you know, this Forbes article here this week saying that within 5 years, Steve Forbes said, we'll be back on a gold standard. And he's an insider, so he probably got a good insight. And so if he's right, and I'm right, then what's going to happen is that all these governments that get rid of their gold by leasing or selling during the last 20 years are going to start accumulating again because they're going to have to put it behind their currency if, in fact, that's what's going to happen. And that is what's going to happen.
Let's break that down on the other side. Look at other areas in the economy with Bob Chapman. Then with Bob Chapman riding shotgun, we're going to be joined by Jim Mars, one of the preeminent researchers on facts that prove the JFK operation was a inside government hit of John F. Kennedy. And why are we talking about it almost 50 years later? Because the system's trying to rewrite history right now. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Bob Chapman is our guest. I'm going to jam in these phone callers, Lance, Smedley, Paula, Steve. So it'll just be a smorgasbord coming up in the next two segments, but I'm going to get to you. Now, because I want to hear what you have to say, we appreciate your calls, and then I feel guilty when I don't get to them. But I've complained for you. You don't have to complain. But going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, the big central banks want to create a new Ponzi scheme, a global currency, a global government. They're now admitting it. They're now offering that as the solution to all the problems that they generated. So for those that are new listeners, it's now admitted the world government's real, run by the banking cartel, just like the old-timers told you 50 years ago was the plan. So that's a foregone conclusion. The question is, what will it be backed in? Well, when you read the IMF and World Bank plans, the UN statements, Steve Forbes in Forbes, they're all saying that it's going to be gold-backed, or at least partially gold-backed. And obviously, that's because the globalists have been hoarding gold. Now, some then argue against a gold-backed currency because they've done that. Regardless of what your view is of what the currency should be based in, that's where things are moving. So, Bob Chapman, break it down for us.
Well, I think that in order to make any currency work, particularly at this time, because of the opposition to a non-backed currency by the BRIC countries, and for those of you who don't know, there's Russia and China and India and Iran and Brazil, and they certainly do not want to do a world currency that has no backing, because they just saw what happened since August of 1971 to the U.S. dollar. So I don't see how they can have a currency and make people accept it without having gold. And if they've got piles of gold, who cares? You worry about the currency that you're going to be using, what you've got in hand. Also, you know, people say, well, suppose we get to the end of the trail here and gold's 8,000 and silver's 500, and then all we're going to do is change it for dollars. Well, they may be different dollars. And there's no rule that says that you have to exchange your money, exchange your gold and silver for dollars. You may barter it, or at the same time, you may keep it and do nothing with it. And so, you know, and another thing, we don't know what's coming down the road, really. We're all trying to back into what we think they will do. That's what I think they will do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you. Sorry, go ahead.
I just was going to say that the SDR, by the rules of the IMF, cannot be gold-backed. So it's not going to be an SDR unless they have an unbacked currency, and I don't think they'll do that.
Now, expanding on just the craziness, and we don't know what they're going to do next, what do you think of the whole bin Laden situation, the bin Laden killing?
Well, I don't think he was killed. He's dead long, you know, December of 01. And that's what caused...
Come on, Bob, the government wouldn't lie.
Of course not. I know that, Alex. But I, you know, I have an opinion, even though the government might be mistaken. But anyway, Benazir Bhutto come out and said, look, this man's dead. And they whacked her 3 months later. So it must have been really, really important, because she was an agent of the CIA and MI6.
And that's on record. But wait, I mean... Our own media told us Benazir Bhutto hit her head. It was all over the news, and then video was released. They machine gunned her. But our government are such truthful people. They told us she hit her head. And so I say she hit her head, and the bin Laden killing last week is real, Bob.
Well, then I'm going to have to arrange for some incarceration for you.
I need electroshock therapy.
Yes. Like they used to do in the 30s, which is horrible.
Bob, I mean, the government's lied to us over and over again and been caught lying. I mean, I think it's insane that you don't trust them. When people lie to you over and over again and have been caught committing every crime you can imagine, that means they're good people and you believe the next thing they tell you. You are a weirdo.
Well, you know, that's probably true, and I've been told that for a long, long time. But there's about probably 40 to 50% of the population that is waking up to the fact that these things that government does are not real.
No. They're not waking up. They're going insane like you have.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's insane.
Right. It's all over the world. Listen, I've got people writing to the SEC and the CFTC about the market rigging, and the letters are coming from Russia and Italy and all over the place. And I wonder what the two regulatory agents are thinking. These letters are coming from all over the world. I mean, they know what we're doing.
Well, no. This is a mass delusion. Ben Bernanke cares about us. The Federal Reserve are good people. Henry Paulson getting $200 million of his own bailout money that he directed from the Treasury. That's normal. And Bin Laden was killed a week and a half ago. It's all true. And Obama cares about us. And the Supreme Court of Indiana getting rid of the Fourth Amendment is good. And if you don't, if you like the Fourth Amendment, you're an extremist. And the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, that's good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman riding the shotgun with us. I wish I could go into overdrive, but I got a TV interview I got to do after this. I want to get Bob up for a full hour next Friday. I was out last Friday. I want to have Jim Mars pop in just because he was listening live and wants to counter Vincent Bugliosi and his 1,100-page treatise on how nothing is true. You've heard from the conspiracy theorists, those that question lies, dealing with the killing of JFK. And I do want to jam in some calls as well. So this is going to be very fast moving. So everybody be ready for that. I want to thank the sponsors of today's broadcast. One of them, of course, is eFoodsDirect.com. Super high-quality, storable foods. They got a lot of specials running right now. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to take advantage of these new specials. You can get a $300 free 10-day extreme emergency kit with a regular order. Just check it all out at eFoodsDirect.com or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. More important than even gold, ladies and gentlemen, is food and water filters and being somewhat self-sufficient if this entire economy implodes, which it looks like it's going towards. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Also, the National Inflation Association. You can sign up for free at inflation.us. The college education cartel sells their products using false and misleading statistics, including the myth that Americans with college degrees earn $1 million more in their lifetime than high school graduates without a college degree. This statistic is manipulated using many different methods. It ignores the 6 years of lost income college graduates could have made if they had been working in an entry-level job instead of attending college, as it considers GED recipients to be high school graduates, skewing the average income for high school graduates without college degrees down. This weekend, our friends at NIA are releasing the must-see documentary, The College Conspiracy. You can see it for free on their website, inflation.us, or sign up for the free newsletter there today. And finally, I'll do two and a half hours, not plug my sponsors, and then do them all at once. This is all such important information, folks. MySolarBackup.com, super high-quality solar panel system. We've been promoting these for 4 years. Listeners love them. Get a free information packet by calling 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or MySolarBackup.com. Check out these great affordable units today, mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. The government scum doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so get involved today. Okay, now going to Jim Mars with Bob Chapman riding in the wings with us to comment and then your calls. Jim, we'll have you back up the next few weeks for a full-hour interview. I'm glad you reached out to us. I'm flattered you listened to the show with Bugliosi. But Bugliosi, I was waiting for him to tell me that JFK, you know, was killed that day flying a magic carpet. I mean, he was using the appeal to authority. Explain to people what the one trick pony Bugliosi does.
Well, that's the whole deal. Number one, he obviously doesn't even understand the full ramifications and all the details of the case. but yet he's an appeal to authority. Here's a guy prosecuted the Manson family, so, you know, whatever he says has got to be correct. So he'd just tell you anything, and people say, wow, Vincent Bugliosi said that. But I might point out that his 1,700-page book, which I refer to as The Doorstop, is the most remaindered book in publishing history. In other words, they sent back more than they ever sold. Number one, nobody can pour through the thing.
What's your proof of that?
That's what I was told by sources in the publishing industry. I mean, they have numbers for all of this stuff. But, Alex, this is how silly it all is. On page 1,142, Bugliosi gives us a three-page dialogue between a fictitious mafia figure he calls Vito and Jack Ruby, and he says something like this would have had to take place. And so he says, Jack, I got a little job for you. The boys want you to whack Oswald, you know, silencing. And he says, well, gee, I don't know, I really have to do that, you know. How does a guy come up with clever thinking like that? Vito: oh, forget about it, Jack. Anything for an old pal. Sounds like a bad Soprano script.
Okay, so what you're saying is Bugliosi had a lobotomized chimpanzee writing this.
Yeah, really. And then over here on page 422, he says, okay, now here is to comprehend how that the one bullet could go through two guys, he said, I finally came up with this simple method. What I did was, this page 422, extend the palm and forefingers of your left hand, representing the human body, straight up perpendicular to the ground. Now, incline your hand backwards, that is to your left, illustrating the president leaning forward. Now, take your right index finger, keeping it straight, point it straightly downward, putting the tip against the palm of your open hand. The tip represents the descending bullet. Boy, how's that for some proof? You know, you take your fingers and point them and move them around. I mean, this guy is too much. And yet he comes out and quite confidently says, yes, well, you know, we saw the case. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. And
let me stop you. How about, because, I mean, he has written a lot of best-selling books. He is a smart guy. He was very nice to me. And he's right. A friendly fellow. He wanted to indict Bush on war crimes. So I agree with him on some issues, disagree on others. I think he genuinely believes that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. How about I try to get you guys on a radio debate?
Oh, man, I'm all for it, but I'll bet you a dime against a dollar he turns you down. Because, you know, I've followed him before, and he came out with his five absolute facts that prove Oswald did it, and I've shot down all five of them. Okay, so I'll bet you he didn't do it, but I'm willing. I'll go for it. But keep in mind, we're dealing with somebody who is not really into rational debate. See, in a debate, one side presents their facts and evidence, and then their arguments, and the other side presents their facts and their evidence and their arguments. Bugalosi, his response to criticism is to call his opponents, and this is a partial list of names in his book, zanies, sillies, moonshine, silly buffs, conspiracy theorists, cuckoo birds, crackpots, nuts, and publicity seekers. You know, that's his rebuttal to contrary evidence and facts. Anyway, you're right. But here's what gets me. He is a smart person. That's why I cannot believe in the depths of my soul that he truly believes what he's writing, which means there must be some ulterior agenda. And I'm not about to address that because I have no idea what that might be.
Well, I want to bring Bob Chapman in, but then I want to address the heart of the matter. He would just, with these sweeping statements like, everyone knows the moon is made of onion, or everyone knows the moon is made out of bowling ball chips.
And when we all know it's made out of green cheese.
So what I'm saying exactly is just off the wall. He would say, that's ridiculous. No proof. No one saw shooters on the Knoll. And I start listing him. He's like, no. I mean, on record, how many witnesses saw the poof of smoke, saw the green pickup, saw the guys with the rifles, they picked the tramps up?
Dozens. But here's the two critical ones, okay? Kenny O'Donnell is one of Kennedy's personal aides, okay? And Dave Powers. Dave Powers and Kenny O'Donnell, two of Kennedy's personal aides. And in Tip O'Neill's book, he went and talked with them, and they said, we saw smoke coming off the grassy knoll, and we both figured that there was somebody shooting from the grassy knoll. But the FBI told us that they didn't want to confuse the case, and they didn't want to cause any trouble, so we went along with that, and we didn't say anything about that. There you go, folks. Two of Kennedy's top aides said shots came from the knoll. And then Bugalosi.
But there are people that are in FBI reports. There are cases where it got in the reports.
Oh, absolutely. Gene Hill, who was right across the street, in her January 64 FBI report, plainly states that there was a shot from the grassy knoll. She looked
up. But here's Bugalosi. No, no one said it. And I said, well, wait, people said it, the guy at the train station. No, after the fact. And I'm like, he got killed right after it.
After the fact.
No, no proof. No one. You're like listing names.
After the fact.
Listen.
Hey,
I interviewed Grody.
Everything is after the fact, right?
Well, listen, I interviewed Grody, who ended up, he's 90-something years old now.
Oh, Paul Grody, the funeral home director.
I mean, that guy owns, you know, a big chain of giant funeral homes around Texas. At the time, he owned this one, and he came on my show first. He'd given a few newspaper interviews, but people like Bugliosi would similarly say, that's not real. They didn't talk to him. Well, it turns out he came to a Talk Fest event I was at with his son, and he told me there with all the background talking and stuff. No, the FBI came. I had Lee Harvey Oswald's body. They put ink on it because they wanted that print to stick, and they rubbed it on it.
Yeah.
And then they went and robbed it out of the crypt later. And then I said, well, come on the radio and do an interview. And he came and did the interview. And then I was coming to do another interview at his house, and somebody ran him off the road, and they said, and he almost died, and they said, we might not want to do the interviews now.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, listen, Paul Grudy, he was the director there at Miller Funeral Home in Fort Worth, and I was just a few years after the assassination, like 3 or 4 years, I was police reporter there, and I got to know Grudy. And we were good friends, and he was a very honest, down-to-earth guy, as I'm sure you realized after talking with him for a while.
Oh, he's an old-timer, solid as a rock.
Yeah.
A great Texan. That's why he did so well in business with funeral homes all over the state.
Yeah.
And there you were.
Hey, by the way, he also told me that the Secret Service came to him about a week after they buried Oswald. And they were asking him about scars on the body and marks and physical things like that. And then one of them remarked and said, you know, we really don't know who we have in that grave. Isn't that something?
Yeah, he told me that as well. And I remember people before I ran into him and then pulled it up and confirmed he was who he said he was and went out to his house and stuff. I had read people going, Mars makes that up in his book that the funeral home guy says it. No one says it. It's not true. What about the railway switcher station guy that was like 60 yards away, the switch station still there in the parking lot, who saw him bigger than Dallas with the weapon?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, that's interesting because when he was testifying to the Warren Commission, he got right to the point where he said, and something caught my eye down there at the corner of the fence, and it was probably the senator from Pennsylvania, the single bullet theory senator.
Specter, he was an aide at the time.
Specter, yeah. And he just says, well, were there a lot of people coming in later on? And he just directs him directly away from that, from what he was fixing.
And they said, wow, this aide is great. He came up with the magic Easter Bunny bullet and everything else. We're going to have to make him a senator. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on this and then take a few calls all over the map. Bob Chapman, I know that you're one of those insane people that questions who killed Kennedy. I think it's unreasonable.
Well, I think you're right. And I have a personal interest, not a professional one like Mr. Mars, but I knew the Kennedy family when I was young. I used to caddy for Joe Kennedy during the summer times at Oyster Harbor's Country Club when I was a teenager. So it interests me very much. I lived in Los Angeles for 36 years, and I knew people in the district attorney's office very, very well, because they were neighbors of mine in Malibu. And so I knew the reputation of Mr. Bugliosi, and he might have been very nice to you, but he's not very well liked.
Yeah, I don't think he liked me calling him Vincent Diablo Bugliosi the other day.
Well, he's arrogant, for one thing, and that bothers me.
Well, that's the know-it-all syndrome.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's all kinds of things that go on in DA's offices that never escape. And because of my relationship with people who work there and some people who still work there.
Just stop. You're going to get us in trouble again, like the Ronnie thing and the...
All right.
And I don't even want to go there. It's just... Bob Chapman, by the way, stuff Bob says sounds nuts, and you go look it up. Everything he says historically, he was there, he did it. He did all these things. So he tells us he was caddying for the head of the Kennedy family. I believe it. I got to get you on, Bob, just sometime for all the stuff you've seen in your life. You've seen a lot of stuff.
That would be fun because a very unusual life. And I'm very happy about it because I've done things that nobody else has done. And it's been very exciting. I thank the Lord that I was given the opportunities that I was given.
By the way, I want to give listeners a chance to call Midas Resources and get a free hard copy or email copy. The latest international forecaster comes out a couple times a week digitally and a few times a month hard copy. You can go to MidasResources.com and link through, or call 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And, of course, Jim, give us your website.
Well, oddly enough, it's jimmars.com.
Very odd.
And by the way, let me get in a plug here. Right now you'll see the old website, but I'm in the process of putting a whole new website. So everybody's listening. Give me, a few weeks and get this new thing up, and I think you can be very impressed with what these people have come up with.
Well, Jim, we're impressed with you. We like you. Not even the newfangled website.
Well, you know, and the same thing that Chapman said, let me put in my little self-plug here, too. Nothing I have written in general, okay? Now, there may be, everybody makes mistakes. There may be a detail here or there. But nothing I've ever written has been proven to be wrong. In other words, I've only tried to tell the truth my entire life. And what gets me is I'm still the conspiracy theorist, and yet the federal government, which has been caught in lie after lie after lie and doubled on other lies, they still put something out, and the corporate mass media just runs with it like it's gospel.
No, they could can elephant poop and tell people that it was chocolate icing, and ABC, CBS, Fox reporters would open the can and eat it and feed it to their kids.
That's right, and I just don't quite understand that, because I treat everybody the same. If you lied to me once, I can be pretty forgiving and think, well, maybe you made a mistake. If you lied to me twice, it raises my eyebrows. You lied to me 3 or 4 times, that's it. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Absolutely. Of course, the government, when don't they lie? When they tell the truth, it's like finding a four-leaf clover. A little Lucky Charms guy. All right, we'll be back. Take a few final phone calls.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Well, again, I'd go into overdrive with Bob Chapman, Jim Mars, and all your calls, but we're going to jam in a few calls here at the end. Bob Chapman, Lord willing, we'll have him for a full hour next week because I got a lot of other financial questions I want to get into with him. But your questions or comments for Bob Chapman and Jim Mars, just very briefly, Smedley in Oregon. Smedley, you're on the air like Smedley Butler. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I just want to tell you thank you for having me on, and thank you for waking me up. And I just want to say that it's an honor and a privilege to speak to you and your listeners. You know, some people say that you scream too much and that you're abrasive, but I just want to tell you that I love you, and I can really tell that you sincerely love humanity, and that really comes
through. Well, I do, Smedley, but we're being gang-raped by a bunch of demonic government and corporate filth. Of course I'm abrasive and angry. Okay, I mean, I want the people to wake up and rout these rats. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, my fiance, she's a detective, and I want to say it's really been a process waking her up, and I've just found that the best way to do it is incrementally. And I would just like to add a couple of last comments, and I'll try to be as quick and concise.
All right, go ahead.
No,
yeah, we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
It's just that I work in a public facility, and there used to be a guy that always came in passing out flyers and information on things like chemtrails and poisons, and I'll just say this guy is known as Crazy Dan. And how ironic is it that, you know, he'd talk about mind control on TV and all this stuff, and everyone just thought this guy's a lunatic, and how this guy, I'm just saying how ironic it is that everyone calls him Crazy Dan, and he's actually speaking more truth than anybody else. And lastly, I would just like to end is that your great guest that you have on, I've learned so much from him, and I would like to just request if you can ever have Naomi Wolf, and I love listening to Joel Skousen, and also the doctor that used to be a former veterinarian that speaks about nutrition. And I'd just
okay,
like
thank
to
you. Hear. Thank you, Smedley. We've tried to get Naomi Wolf on, and the last few times her phone keeps cutting out every time she's set up for the show. And I don't know what's going on with that, but that's a good way to end it with a final comment from Jim Mars and then one from Bob Chapman is, this isn't working anymore, just calling people crazy if we don't buy whatever government tells us. And I think government has counted too long on being able to sell us that packaged elephant droppings and donkey droppings from the Democratic and Republican Party as apples. I mean, it just, if we smell what they're putting in front of us, we're conspiracy theorists for questioning. And more Americans are going, you know what? I'm not going to eat what you're feeding me anymore. Comment on that, Jim Mars.
Yeah, going back to 1963, the year of the Kennedy assassination, the government had all the credibility they could have ever hoped for. If the government said something, if J. Edgar Hoover said something, then it was just gospel. That was the way it was. And they've lost it. And why have they lost it? Is it because the public suddenly woke up and said, well, I just don't think I believe them anymore? Uh-uh. They've lost it because they've squandered it. They've lied to us and lied to us and lied to us until even the dullest of us today go, I don't know if I really trust what the government's saying. And I think that's a terrible and egregious situation. And we've got to turn that around. We've got to put people into office that whether we agree with them or not, we can at least trust them.
Very well said. They have lost almost all credibility, and they're desperately trying to keep it right now. Final comments on that same front, Bob. Is the awakening in turbo drive?
Absolutely. We're breathing down their necks, and they don't know what to do. They're having to expedite their programs. Look at the two pieces of garbage they just put out about Bin Laden and the live birth certificate of live birth. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you would have to be just dumber than dumb to put that into general circulation in the media in America. You can see right through it.
Well, that's why they won't release the Bin Laden photo, because we proved so fast that the birth certificate was a fake. I thought it was on purpose. Maybe they are that arrogant. And now the White House says no more fake photos, because they were fake before. Hey, guys, great job. Great job to the crew. See you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.